Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Kamesh Pamaraju, Director of Technology Partnership at Mirantis. Welcome, Kamesh.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's delightful to have Mirantis on our network show. You guys have been on our Chip Chat show many times. It's an interesting topic, the intersect between orchestration and next-generation networking technology delivered through network function virtualization. Why don't you just start by telling me a little bit about Mirantis, your role in the space of orchestration, and what your specific role is at the company as Director of Technology Partners?
We are a pure-play OpenStack company. Essentially means that all we do is focus on the orchestration piece of it, which is OpenStack. And then the pure play aspect is all about being agnostic to the underlying infrastructure. We work with all kinds of compute, network, and storage technologies and plug into the OpenStack ecosystem in a vendor agnostic way. So we work quite a bit upstream, developing the open source code base of OpenStack. We are amongst the top three contributors to the OpenStack community. We're active in various events. We host local meetups. We sponsor the OpenStack summits every 6 months and very active contributor to the OpenStack world in general. And from a business standpoint, what we actually do is take all of our knowledge and expertise and contributions and reviews upstream and build a downstream OpenStack distribution that we help our customers with. As far as my role is concerned, I actually recently got promoted to vice president role here at Mirantis. So in addition to my prior role of technology partnerships, I also now own product marketing, which is all about taking our offerings to market and helping our customers understand our value proposition.
Tell me a little bit about what's unique about the comm service provider market and where you see the opportunity for OpenStack and Mirantis' solution in OpenStack, particularly having a key role.
OpenStack is not restricted to any particular vertical. It's effectively an orchestration platform for anybody who wants to virtualize their existing workloads and kind of get a cloud-like environment. Now, why it is appealing to the telcos or the communication service providers is they want not only to run a private cloud for their IT requirements, but they also want to run workloads such as Internet of Things and network function virtualization, and they want to run it all on the same platform. So that's what's driving the service providers and the communications suppliers in particular in that direction. It's open source. They want a comprehensive, uniform platform, because they're driven by all these business demands around IoT and big data, and naturally all the things around network functions, which is obviously their core expertise.
Obviously, there's a long history of the OpenStack community working on these network functions as part of the OpenStack platform. Can you tell me a little bit about what role Mirantis has played there and where you believe you're delivering some differentiated value in the solutions offerings you've got in market?
Our target market, although it's pretty generic, we target both enterprises and communication service providers and telcos. More recently, we are finding a lot of traction in the telco market, communication service providers wanting to use OpenStack first as a private cloud for IT type workloads. But it's becoming pretty clear that they want to start taking some of their virtual network functions, such as multimedia services or LTE 4G networks. They're traditionally run using large proprietary boxes with proprietary software in them, most of which is not quote-unquote virtualized in the modern sense. So it makes sense for these folks to start migrating some of these network functions from the hardware world into a cloud-like virtualized world, just to get all the benefits of agility and cost economics and operational efficiency and everything that comes with a cloud-like environment driven by OpenStack. So we're starting to see a lot of these customers saying, how do we get our virtualized functions onto OpenStack? And to that end, Mirantis has been doing a lot of work in this space. One of the key things that are needed for an NFV cloud as opposed to an IT cloud is guaranteed resources for the workloads. In other words, SLAs, think of SLAs. So latency is important, bandwidth and network performance is important, the memory they need. And so they have special requirements in order to run successfully and run in a way that satisfies the reliability and performance needs of these carriers. Hence the term carrier-grade cloud, as it's popularly called in the industry. So we are starting to take the vanilla OpenStack as it is and adding features to it to make it more and more quote-unquote carrier grade, such as CPU pinning, which means you can make memory and CPU local, so you get the best performance from that. Huge pages, you know, traditional memory structures can result in performance issues. So using huge pages, you can optimize memory performance. And also things like anti-affinity groups, which means that as you're scheduling workloads, it's often necessary to spread them amongst different physical hosts to prevent resource contention. And of course, not to mention high reliability and very high uptime. And another feature that's particularly interesting for carriers for specific use cases like customer premises equipment, like VCP, and what's needed there is geographically distributed endpoints, sometimes thousands of them. So every customer has a piece of equipment sitting on their premises. And if you have 1,000 customers, I mean, there are 1,000 endpoints, and all of them have to be managed, and they're all over the world. So these are some of the challenges and some of the features that are required in order to make OpenStack the right platform for NFV-type workloads.
Now, I know that Mirantis and Intel had a collaboration announcement earlier this year on a full scope of capabilities that would benefit the OpenStack platform in terms of upstream contributions. Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration between the companies and how that intersects the comm service provider space?
The whole purpose of that collaboration is to accelerate OpenStack development so it can actually be used in large-scale production environments, both within enterprises as well as service providers. So they have very similar requirements. A simple way of looking at it is I want a highly reliable cloud, 99.99% uptime, and I need to be able to develop my applications much faster than what I can do today in a reliable way. And the work we're doing with Intel upstream is all around addressing scale issues, performance issues, and also looking at how we can make OpenStack in general overall highly reliable and suitable for enterprise workloads. So much of that work translates very nicely into the comm service provider space. Much of that work, especially for carrier-grade platform, would be directly applicable.
When you look at the market opportunity in 2016, how would you characterize the market opportunity and how would you characterize it compared to what we saw in 2015?
There's a big difference. Clearly, OpenStack itself has matured. Over the last, I'd say, year and a half or two, you can see a very distinct shift towards things like operations capabilities, scale, reliability, and performance. And these are all things that are needed for enterprise production deployments, out from proof of concepts and pilots into real large deployments. And I think we have just reached that tipping point, if you will, in terms of the maturity and readiness of OpenStack. There's still work going on, which is why Intel and Mirantis is doing all these great work upstream. But it's reached that tipping point where customers are starting to see the benefits.
What would you say to end customers that are listening in terms of opportunities to evaluate the Mirantis-based solutions and start some trial deployments?
For most of them, the challenge is just the complexity and the learning curve involved in OpenStack in general. So the fact that Mirantis brings an OpenStack distribution to the market, which is all pre-validated, tested, hardened, and kind of very easy to install with our Fuel installer product, we make it very easy to get OpenStack up and running, what we call day one of the whole life cycle. The challenge that remains is what we call day two. Day two is all about things like upgrades and rollbacks and patches and monitoring and alerting. I mean, think of large-scale clouds that are running with thousands of servers. You can be guaranteed that something will go wrong in that environment. So how do you handle that? How do you make sure your end-user experience isn't impacted by it? How do you handle things like security patches and new versions and things of that nature? So that's the next big thing to tackle in this space.
When you have a customer that's interested in finding out more about Mirantis orchestration solutions in the marketplace today, where would you like to send folks who may want to engage with you in a conversation around a deployment?
Yeah, they can get a product from software.mirantis.com, downloadable for free off of our website. And if you want to learn more about our NFE solutions, we just published our deployment guide for NFEI. NFEI is the NFE infrastructure aspect, which is really what OpenStack orchestration is all about. We just published it last week, so go to the NFE website and NFE web pages. You can download it, and you can read in detail all the things you can do to make OpenStack an NFE-ready platform.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kamesh, for the update. It's been a real pleasure. We'd love to have you back on the program again soon.
Thank you so much.